And the second question about safety is not well known. Do I think it's likely that there's going to be a problem? No, there's not been any real red flags or hint that way. But notice I'm being cautious in my language. It's not like we've got, 40,000 people in a trial that have gotten a third dose across ages, across medical conditions where we can look. As an example, let's just pick myocarditis in younger people. That's likely to be what we call an off-target inflammatory side effect. Well, what does giving a third dose do in an age group like that? And the answer is, we don't know. We just don't know yet.